As we know, today is the auspicious appearance day of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur is a member of the Panchatattva, and Panchatattva came here 500 years ago in order to give us the opportunity in Kali Yuga to wake up to our original Krishna consciousness. Srivas Thakur is an incarnation of Narada Muni, which in itself is quite auspicious, since Narada Muni is the most famous spiritual master within the universe. He's the spiritual master of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Yudhisthira, Vyasadeva. He's Rigari also. You remember that. Also, he advises the demons. He's a confidential advisor to Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, you name it. Anything's going on in the universe, Narada Muni's there. And he came with the Panchatattva as the energy of a perfect Brahman. Narada Muni is the perfect Brahman. And so as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, the combined form of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, and Lord Nityananda is his first expansion, and Advaita Acharya is a combined form of Sada Shiva and Mahavishnu, which is quite a powerful combination. And Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani, Vrishabhanu Devi, and Srivas Thakur is Narada Muni as the perfect Brahman. There's not a whole lot of stories about Srivas Thakur in the Chaitanya Charitamrita or in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Except there's one story when Srivas Thakur was in Navadvip, and one Brahmin became envious of him, and he decided to defame Srivas Thakur. At night he put the paraphernalia for worshipping Durga Devi, which includes a bottle of wine and some red colored flower, as well as arti paraphernalia. The idea was, secretly at night, although Srivas Thakur was claiming to be a Vaishnava, but actually secretly at night he was worshipping Durga Devi. The next morning, after they had put the paraphernalia for worshipping Durga Devi at his doorstep, Srivas Thakur called for all the respectable gentlemen within Navadvip and showed him the paraphernalia and said, "My dear gentlemen, you think I'm a first-class Brahmin and a Vaishnava, but actually secretly at night I'm worshipping Durga Devi, and here's the paraphernalia to prove it." The respectable gentlemen in Navadvip were not impressed by the paraphernalia, and they called for a sweeper to come and sweep it away. Of course, nowadays, people wouldn't mind if you were worshipping Durga, they think Durga was some rock movie star. So it wouldn't all be scandalous. Probably the people would come and steal the wine from you, though. In any case, back then, to be a Vaishnava was considered to be quite respectable, and it was amongst the Vaishnava community to have wine and this particular kind of flower was not considered to be very respectable. But the devotees, such as Srivas Thakur, not at all attached to their false prestige or their so-called reputation within the society. In any case, during one kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having kirtan regularly, and Srivasanga, so Srivasanga is the house where Srivas Thakur was residing. And every night they'd have their nocturnal kirtans, which means that they were so ecstatic, practically they didn't even sleep at night, they would just chant Hare Krishna, 24-hour kirtan. And one night, Srivastakura's son died. And Srivastakura didn't want to interrupt the kirtan, so he didn't mention to anyone that his son had died. Imagine if you had a son, and during the kirtan he died. It would probably be quite a commotion going on in the kirtan. But in any case, Srivastakura was so patient that he didn't want anyone to be disturbed, so he didn't mention it until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I think there's something wrong going on here. Being the omniscient God, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew everything, especially what was going on in Srivastanga. So he stopped the kirtan and said, what happened? I think something very inauspicious happened. So Srivastakura said, well, my son died. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, I'll call your son back. So he called his son back and he said, you know, why have you left? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the dead son, why you left? He said, your parents are lamenting for you. He said, which parents? I had so many parents. Which ones are you talking about? So, everyone became enlightened with the philosophy of transmigration of the soul, realizing that actually in this particular incarnation, the soul, although he had been born in the family of Srivastakura, he wasn't at all attached to his parents. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the soul, now you can go wherever you're supposed to go. Because the soul and the body of Srivastakura's son said, you know, you told me to come here, so I came here, and now you're telling me to go somewhere else. I'm just following you as a super soul. And that way they became enlightened. Everyone who was there present at the direct incarnation experience, had a body experience, you can say. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Shivas, he said, by your patience, that you purchased both Lord Nityananda and myself as your eternal sons. Srivastakura had one, his wife was named Malati. Malini. And she had a very special relationship with Lord Nityananda. One time she was cleaning the paraphernalia for the deities, and one crow came and took one of the paraphernalia away. So she became very upset because her husband could be as strong as a thunderbolt. So when he saw that the paraphernalia from the deities was missing, he'd become very angry. So she saw actually it was some crow had taken it away and was holding it in its mouth and then flew away. So Lord Nityananda came and saw Malini. She was crying and said, what's wrong? So she said, well, the crow took away the paraphernalia of the deity, and my husband's going to be very demanding to me. So he said, no problem. So he called the crow and he said, hey, crow, Lord Nityananda, go get the paraphernalia. It helps when you're the super soul in everyone's heart. You can tell people what to do. So the crow flew away, got the paraphernalia and brought it back to Malini, and she was quite happy. One day, Lord Nityananda came to Malini and said, I'm hungry, give me something to eat. So she gave him some, I guess, little cakes, and he took the cakes and threw them outside. And then she became very upset. She said, what did you do? I just gave you something to eat and you just threw it outside. So he said, Lord Nityananda was in the mood of a little child, and he said, I'm hungry. He said, just go next door. So she went next door, and the cakes were there, lying on the table. They had some dirt on them, some dust, but they were lying there. So then she said, you're actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're just pretending to be a little child. In any case, then Lord Nityananda started to chase her. And such was their relationship as mother and child to Lord Nityananda. And there are other pastimes also that Malini was in the mood of a parental mood with Lord Nityananda. These are all inconceivable pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Generally, and the pastimes of the Panchatattva, they're just dancing and chanting. Because in this age, everyone is thinking that they're God, and no one has any of the powers of God. Everyone is just puffed up by their insignificant situation within the material world. And if God himself came and acted like God, then everyone would get really confused. So Krishna comes with his associates, and generally speaking, they're all acting as ordinary personalities. At Srivasanga, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealing himself to all these different associates, sometimes as Lord Ramachandra, sometimes even as Lord Nrisimhadev. So when Srivastakura came before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he'd revealed himself as a boatman. It seems that there was some rumor going on Navadvip that the Kazi was coming and he was going to kill everyone. So Srivastakura went with his family to the Ghat to get a boat to escape, but there were no boats. And suddenly one boatman arrived and put the family of Srivastakura on the boat and took him to safety. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srivastakura revealed that actually there were no boats, but he himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took the form of a boatman and brought a boat to save Srivastakura and his family. So this is, although it seems quite ordinary, but if you have God on your side, then you don't have to worry about things like boats or anything. Krishna takes care of everything. Of course, nowadays things are more complicated. You'd probably have to bring a jet plane. Easier back then. Become a boatman, bring a boat. In any case, the Panchatattva, there are connection with Lord Krishna and the spiritual world in this age. Their pastimes are actually non-different from the rasa dance. Although we can see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they're all participating in the rasa dance. When Krishna comes, he only dances with the gopis, sometimes with the cowherd boys, but their dancing is in a different mood. But he only dances with the cowherd girls at specific times and specific places. But when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the different rasas, they all get a chance to participate in the rasa dance. Because there's no difference between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. And their associates are all chanting and dancing with Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani in the center in the form of the holy names. So though whatever our rasa may be, we may or may not be eligible to participate in the rasa dance, but in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and his movement, everyone gets this opportunity by the Sankirtan, chanting and dancing of Hare Krishna. So in that way, we're all quite fortunate. The only question is to take advantage of that fortune. And as I said, Srivastakura, he's Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura's Namhata, he keeps the storehouse of the holy name. So if we want to purchase the holy name, you have to go to Srivastakura and pay him the money. Hopefully it's not counterfeit money, because he doesn't accept counterfeit money. It has to be real valuable love of God money. And then he delivers the holy name. Because he's the perfect Brahman, the perfect spiritual master, and therefore he's represented in the succession as the spiritual master, who gives us the transcendental knowledge by which we can take advantage of the Sankirtan movement and develop the qualities that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about in order to actually chant the holy name purely, in order to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and feel constant separation from Krishna and his associates while we're chanting the holy name. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? So it's a good day to pray to Srivastava Kaur, that we can take advantage of the association of devotees and the instructions coming down to Sipa succession. And if we please Srivastava Kaur, then the other Panchatattva members will be also satisfied, and they'll bestow upon us the highest platform of Krishna consciousness in this rather unfortunate age called Kali Yuga, which can become the most fortunate age for us if we take advantage of what the Panchatattva is offering. And we, as they break up, open the storehouse of love of God and distribute it, we should take advantage and get some of the fruits and eat them to our full satisfaction. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Yes.
Devananda Pandit also offended Shivas.
Yeah, a lot of this Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of stories of devotees getting offended. Srivastava Kaur was attending the Srimad Bhagavatam lectures of Devananda Pandit, who is a great scholar, and during one of the lectures Srivastava Kaur became ecstatic. But for Devananda Pandit and his followers, who were all Mayavadi impersonalists, they could not understand the symptoms of ecstasy shown by Srivastava Kaur, and they picked him up and threw him out of the building. It's quite unfortunate to do that. In any case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was forgiving the offenders, he came upon Devananda Pandit and began to heavily chastise him for his offenses against Srivastava Kaur. Imagine if Narada Muni came here and he was chanting in ecstasy, playing on his veena, and some new brahmachari came and threw him out of the temple. So that's comparatively the offense committed by Devananda Pandit. In any case, he was so heavily chastised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he asked for forgiveness. And then he was excused of his offense.
Prakesha
Pandit.
You went to him and danced in his yard.
Devananda Pandit did.
Yeah. Prakesha Pandit went to his...
Oh, to Devananda Pandit. And
he said, we should deliver this Devananda Pandit because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much against him.
What was that?
He went to him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry with him because he knew that he offended Srivastava Kaur, and Prakesha said that there's still hope, and he went there. And a lot of people gathered around him when he was dancing and chanting in Devananda. Then he got purified by service and he understood what he has to do, and he apologized to Srivas.
Shy. Srivas Thakura ki jai. Shri Panchatattva ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.